in Seattle,
Seattle.
And you need to buy yourself a home. We'll be right there for you,
because
we're the realtors
that you can trust.
So go to RodandConcertDown.com.
Don't go anywhere unless you want to. It's the Ron and Don Show, starring Ron and Don, and sometimes me, at ronanddon.com.
Hey, you guys, what's going on? Welcome to episode 709 of the Ron and Don Show. It's a Friday. Some say Friday. I don't say Friday. I just say Friday. It is Friday. Welcome to the Real Estate Only. It's about a segment, 15 minutes long, and we talk about things that we're learning as brokers here in the Seattle, Washington area. But don't forget, we sell the sound. So we are working on homes currently in Federal Way, all the way over in Manchester. If you don't know where that is, that's Port Orchard. Just closed down a house up in Edmonds. Yeah. And I think we're heading down. Are we heading down to Kent tomorrow? Is that where
heading
we're
down
going?
To Kent.
Yeah, heading down to Kent. And we just sold a house up here on Queen Anne, and I think we're writing an offer down in kind of the central area, the central district. So, yeah, if you need us, just reach out. We understand the different neighborhoods. Seattle's a cool place because we're connected by 300 different, unusual neighborhoods. And the great thing is, too, with our social media presence, we have the ability to help you sell your house, not only on the MLS, but also to tell people about it through our podcast, through our videos and our social media reach, and also our newsletter that we write that goes out each and every week. So if you need us, just reach out, RonandDonSitDown.com, and we can sit down today. Ron, something I noticed, a house that we took a run at up here on Queen Anne. Our friend April had put this house on probably around, she comped it out. It was on at 179, so almost 1.8. I think it ended up selling and accelerating for $80,000 to $100,000 over that, which made sense to me because we're in a market right now where things are escalating. And if you're on a house that's at 1.8 and there's a number of people interested, I can see a house escalating $100,000. That makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense to me is another home that we had a write on that came on at 149. And we had to write all the way up on an escalator, all the way up into the 1.9s. We didn't quite get there, but we did get into the 1.8s. What say you, and why are there agents out there that are pricing homes that have to escalate? In fact, we're going to write on another deal, and if we don't escalate $250,000, $300,000 over, we're not going to get this deal. And I'm not talking about $4 and $5 million homes. I'm talking about $1, $2 million homes. How come agents sometimes totally misprice their homes? And speaking of that, we just saw a home in Ravenna go over, I think it went over 40, 50% from what it was listed. So is the market that hot? Are agents that confused? What's going on here?
I think there's a lot of answers to this question. The first answer, if we take our cynicism and set it off to the side for a minute, the first answer is that you can't control buyers. And so you put it out there in good faith, a number, and the marketplace tells you that they think that number is too low. And so that has happened to us before where I feel like we're pretty good at pricing. And we've had listings before where you do your absolute best to put the number on the house and the marketplace says that was too low. And so I think that happens some of the times. I think sometimes people approach it, an agent approaches it and says, all right, I'm going to do what I was trained to do. I'm going to go out and search for comps in this comparable properties in this neighborhood for the past, 4 to 6 months. And they put together a little spreadsheet and they're like, okay, this is what all this stuff is sold for. So we must be right in that same range. They put the house out there and then boom, it was too low because the market has changed since those. Then I think there's a third category of person that deliberately prices things low to create a frenzy. And so there are personality types that enjoy that. that like some drama. They like some stuff to be, they like a frenzy. And it makes them feel energized. It makes them feel like things are happening. And if you're of that personality type, where you, and most likely their whole life is that way. Like most likely the person that is deliberately stirring it up and poking the hornet's nest, they probably just do that as a character trait. Like they probably push the buttons of their partner, or they probably push the buttons of their kids, or when they go to the school meetings, they probably stir the pot in the school meetings or politics or whatever. There's a personality type that likes to stir things up, and a way to do that in real estate is to go, I know this is worth 1.5, let's put it on at 1.25 and just let it get all stirred up. And they like that feeling they get by, you know, basically injecting a little bit of chaos into the system. I particularly am not wired that way. And so I find it a little off-putting when you can tell that someone did it deliberately. But there are scenarios where you just don't know, where you do your absolute best to price what you think it is, and it's just wrong.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you talk to your realtor, talk to them about pricing, how they get to the price, and also talk to them about early offers. I think in the last couple of weeks, I was representing a client that was willing to go early, and the agent wouldn't go early. So, and we ended up getting the deal anyway, but the agent said, yeah, I talked to my sellers. They will not go early. They left $100,000 on the table by not going early, because we would have paid $100,000 more than we did by going early. She wouldn't go early. Sometimes you should go early. We went early at Edmonds because we felt like, hey, that's all the money. This is the case in our sellers decided that they wanted to go early, and it's our fiduciary duty to do what is best for our seller or what's best for our buyer. Sometimes real estate agents, we don't do that though, because when we sell your house in a neighborhood, it's a pop-up store for us, right? Our name is out there. Our phone number's out there. You've seen our crews come and go. They've been working on the house. Maybe that agent has come door to door. Maybe you've met them. And so they know that you're watching. And if a real estate agent were to come knock on your door, but they didn't have any business being in the neighborhood, you'd tell them to get the hell out. But when an agent comes to your door and says, hey, I'm selling the house next door. We're going to have a little gathering on Friday night. We're wondering if you would like to come and maybe even give us your price opinion of the house, or we'll give you a first look at the house. Everybody, we call them the nosy neighbors, you want to get in somebody else's house, because chances are maybe the same builder that built your house, yeah, built their house. Yeah, maybe it's the same people. Maybe it's the same folks. So there's that common interest there when it comes to this particular house, right? Yeah, you're like, hey, I'd like to get in there because maybe their house is what mine's worth, and it makes you feel good because that house is a little piggy bank. So real estate agents, sometimes we're selfish. Our sign goes up. We know you have seen us in the neighborhood, and then we want to put on a show. This one house we were looking at had 8 open houses. I have never heard of 8 open houses. 8 open houses. 3 on Saturday, back to back to back. 2 on Sunday, back to back to back. And that broker's actually pretty smart, because guess what? They're in that open house. And if you're sitting there and you're waiting for a house to get booked, it's called booking something on showing time, where the agent can just show up with their buyer and walk through. It doesn't give the agent that's selling a house a chance to meet that buyer. And in an open house, though, an agent, you get to meet everybody that walks through. And a lot of people walk through unrepresented, and they're not with their agent. And some agents sometimes, they're not supposed to do this, but they'll try to pick you off. They'll try to represent you. So even if you're not buying that house, hey, I got other houses I could sell. So for that agent, it's a pop-up store. It gives you an opportunity to meet lots and lots of buyers. And then guess what you get to do? Let's say that you bring that house on and the house is worth 1.6 and you bring it on at 1.55 and it ends up escalating to 1.61. When you send that mailer out in the neighborhood, it's not as exciting as, hey, as Ron said, we brought this house on at 1.25. We listed it at 1.25 and guess what? We sold it for 1.61. Now you write that up and send that around the neighborhood. 125, 135, 145, 155. Wow, that went 300 and some odd thousand dollars over. And when you list it at 125, you get a lot more offers than if you list it where you're supposed to list it, let's say at 155. So at 155, maybe you get two offers, three offers. But at 125, man, that's where you hear about it. We got 22 offers. We sent out 1,900 inspections. That's good for that real estate agent, right?
Yeah, that can be a landmine, though, too. That theory, depending on the neighborhood and the house, the potential that you've sold something to your seller that you can't deliver on.
Yeah, I haven't seen that be a landmine much, but it totally could if you've picked the wrong property to do that to. Because maybe someone that comes in and they say, "Hey, we'll buy this at 125," and you've read the market wrong. But typically, agents that are doing that, it's because they do that. And so there's two plays there. I'm going to get buyers coming in at my 8 open houses, and then I'm going to spike the football in the neighborhood, and everyone's going to see that I went 300 grand over, and then I'm going to keep mailing that neighborhood. We all get mail in the neighborhood, and you're going to keep seeing that face in the neighborhood and go, "Wow, you know what? I want to go 300 over on my house. I'm going to call that real estate agent." So that's the game that's being played. And think about this. If I'm a real estate agent, I have my sign up. I have all these open houses planned. I already went out and bought the cheese and sausage and the crackers and all the LaCroix and the seltzer water, and we're ready to go. And then my seller wants to go early. This happened to us up in Edmonds. We had all our open houses ready to go, and our seller said, "Nope. We're going to go with that offer." And I think they might made the right decision actually on taking that offer, because I think that offer was all the money, right? But for us, it wasn't great for our business because we didn't get to meet the neighborhood. Our seller was great, though. You know what they did? They had a party later on. They invited us to a party, and they introduced us to the neighborhood. So we couldn't ask for anything more than that, their personal endorsement to the neighborhood. So thanks to the Hathaways for doing that for us. That was very, very nice. But sometimes that's what's going on when it comes to pricing.
And it also speaks to why buyer's agents can be very valuable. Because if you have an inexperienced buyer's agent that comes in, and we see this all the time when we're on the listing side, if an inexperienced agent come in, they look at the price and they go to their buyer, and that's the price that they offer. And they don't recognize what neighborhood they're in, what if it's going to escalate or not. And so they will come in and just go, "Oh, they wanted $1 million. Here's $1 million. And it's like, you never had a shot. And so a buyer's agent needs to be able to, one of the things you're paying for when you pay their compensation for a good buyer's agent is they can go into a neighborhood and go, this house that you like is underpriced. Here's the real price of this house is going to be this. And here's our strategy to get there," and explain that to them in a way to where they're not just going, why are our offers never getting accepted? Well, because you're looking at the houses that everybody wants, you're putting an offer in at list price, and you have no strategy beyond that, you're not going to get those houses. And so a good buyer's agent can then go in and then also go, "This one's priced too high, and here's what we're going to do on that house in this neighborhood." And each neighborhood can have its own strategy, but a good buyer's agent is worth a lot because they have the ability to see what's really going on. They can see through the matrix and go, "I get what this agent's doing. I get what the real price of this house is going to be. And I understand the type of offer that's going to come out on top, because there's only one house to sell and only one person gets to live there."
No, that's a great point. And in fact, I just took a phone call on the break, and I was talking to an agent and it's a house we're interested in. And I said, "Hey, how'd you come up with your list price? Because it seems a little soft." And she admitted it. This particular house has some added features, like an ADU. And she's like, "Yeah, you know, we use the tax records when we priced off the tax records. And pricing off the tax records, it's always cheaper." And so what she did in this particular neighborhood is she priced this house on the cheap to get interest, to get eyeballs in there. Because this house doesn't do well. Even when I looked at pictures of it online, I went, And then you go see the house and you're like, "Wow, this is a cool house. This is a cool property." So I think that agent was thinking, yeah, the pictures aren't great. If people don't come out and see it, they won't see the value. But once they see the value, then the price will escalate. And that's what is best for my seller. And in this case, she's right. Like it's working. And we know to get this house that we're going to have to probably escalate hundreds of thousands of dollars because she's starting with the tax record number and not with the regular comp number on this house. I appreciated though that she wasn't just pulling some number out of her ass like a lot of agents do. Not a lot. That's not fair. Like some agents do. Most agents comp things accordingly, and they have a strategy. So yeah, just ask your agent, what is our strategy? Are we pricing way back to escalate and to get a lot of eyeballs on this place, or are we going to be try to be more near the number when we price this thing? And a lot of it has to do with the neighborhood and the condition of the house and kind of what the pictures look like. So, all right. Does that help? Hope it does. Hey guys, if you need us, just reach out, ronandonsitdown.com. We're so happy to be your friends, your broadcasters and your real estate agents. And don't forget, we sell the sound. If you look at the miles on my truck, we sell the sound. Which means we drive around the sound. We are everywhere around the sound. So we are here for you, and it is an honor to intersect wherever your life takes you. And we have some people right now where family members have passed away, and we've been invited into these homes. And when we're invited to these homes, it's very touching, and we're blown away by that. We have another family that is downsizing because they're like, hey, you know what? Our kids are still pretty young. We're going to downsize. We're going to take the equity out of this house, and we are going to go travel the world and go have some fun. And that's so important too. We have a friend of ours that volunteers a lot of time. He's into his 70s now. We've done some deals before. He volunteers a lot of his time at a local hospital here. He's a veteran, and he likes to help other veterans that have come back from Iraq, Afghanistan specifically. He works with a lot of veterans from Vietnam, and he was a veteran himself. And he says, I want to live near that hospital so I can start spending time there 3 days a week so that I can help. So we're doing that. All different reasons people move around the sound or out of the sound. We did get a picture of the Hathaways the other day, and they were out golfing, and I guess Patty almost got a hole in one, right?
That's she chipped in from 20 feet.
Pretty cool, man. Love to see people sell a house, sit on a piggy bank, and then just go have some fun, right? Because you're only here for so many minutes and moments. So thanks for allowing us to be a part of that. RonandonSitdown.com. When you need us every Friday, we do a real estate only show. So if you're interested in more real estate, just kind of peel through our back catalog here. We have over 700 shows now, and every Friday, I think it was about a year ago, our friend Kanan said, hey, man, could you do a real estate only show? And I'm like, yeah, if your daughter can play in the Tacoma Philharmonic, which she's 13 now, and she is, she's also a hell of a hiker. So Mabel, she's 1 year older than my son, and she won't let him forget it. So anyway, we're going to go hike Mailbox Peak here in a couple weeks, and we'll see who makes it to the top, because there's a little competition between my son and her. I think the dads are going to head back. But anyways, Kanan said, could you do a real estate only show? Like, yeah, that's where it came from. So, Kanan, thanks for that. If you need us, just reach out, ronandonsitdown.com. Our thanks to our good friends at Les Schwab for sponsoring today's show, our title sponsor. We appreciate them so much. If you need help with a loan or understanding your loan, or you have a question about financing or money down, or do I have to put 5% down or 20, or how does that work? Call Mitch. It costs nothing to get in touch with him. He can help you walk through the process. And if you're going to go out and buy a piece of real estate, make sure you're underwritten. That's different than being pre-approved. Pre-approval doesn't mean a lot. It's what you report to the bank, and then they write a letter on your behalf. Underwritten means you tell the bank stuff, and then they confirm it. And then when realtors like us see that, then we take your offer a lot more seriously. So if we're looking at an underwritten deal and we're looking at a pre-approved deal, we're going to select in a competitive environment. We're going to take that underwritten deal. So make sure you get underwritten. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. If you need us, just reach out. You keep your head up and your shoulders back. We'll see you next time. Enjoy your Friday. You've been listening to the Ron and Don Show. Olay! On the Ron and Don.
Now keep your head up and your shoulders back and keep blowing that trumpet, and we'll see you next time.
Only.
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 On the Ron and Don Radio Network.